Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. For the first time, Caterpillar has officially listed its address with the Securities and Exchange Commission as being in the Chicago suburb of Deerfield instead of Peoria. The company last year announced it would move top executives and its headquarters out of Peoria. Caterpillar expects a workforce of 300 in Deerfield once its new headquarters becomes fully operational. During her first Condition of the State address today, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds called for tax reform. She wants to cut personal income taxes this year, but no reduction yet in corporate taxes due to a tight state budget. After a federal tax overhaul passed late last year, Governor Reynolds is proposing eliminating Iowans' ability to deduct their federal taxes from their state income taxes.
When the federal government cuts taxes for farmers and small businesses, Iowa raises taxes on farmers and small businesses. And that's not just a hypothetical. It's what will happen if we don't act.
After her speech today, Republican legislators in Des Moines said they want to alter the state tax code, but they did not commit to any specific changes. Work will begin soon on a major renovation and addition at Moline High School. This afternoon, a groundbreaking ceremony was held for the Bartlett Performing Arts Center. The project will include renovating 35,000 square feet of space, completely gutting and remodeling the 60-year-old auditorium, and a 10,000 square foot addition. And when it's completed a year from now, there'll also be new lighting and audio systems, plus a scene shop, dressing rooms, and even a multi-purpose room for smaller performances. The original cost was estimated at $10.75 million, but last night, the Dispatch and Argus report, the school board learned bids came in $1 million higher. About three-quarters of the cost will be paid for by the Robert E. Bartlett Family Foundation, with the school district paying the rest. Well, St. Ambrose University is expanding a program to accommodate a growing trend in sports. The university in Davenport recently announced the addition of esports to its varsity lineup. Lacey Scarmana has more.
In the fall, co-ed gamers from St. Ambrose will begin competing against colleges across the country in two popular online video games, Overwatch and League of Legends. Director of Athletics Ray Shovlin says his department has been steadily growing for the past decade with the addition of programs like bowling, lacrosse, and athletic band, to name a few.
It's an additional attraction for a student or student-athlete to join us here at St. Ambrose University.
St. Ambrose students can earn talent-based scholarships for esports, and Shovlin says these students are often interested in pursuing careers in science, technology, engineering, or math.
We're outstanding right now in the health science area, the engineering area. The math, obviously, has been very strong with the addition of those other programs as well. So 70% of the gamers are academically seeking degrees in those areas. So
St. Ambrose will join Grandview University in Des Moines and Morningside College in Sioux City in the National Association of Collegiate Esports, a group of 50 schools that now have competitive gaming teams. Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington, Robert Morris University in Chicago, and Illinois College in Jacksonville are also members. I'm Lacey Scarmana.
Students and teachers will have a chance to weigh in on who will lead Blackhawk College. The Board of Trustees has appointed 16 people to a presidential search committee. Trustees Fritz Larson and Steve Spivey will serve as co-chairs of the search committee. It will evaluate candidates and recommend finalists for the full board to consider. Spivey says the board hopes to select a new president for Blackhawk in late April or early May. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.